Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Now, big meeting in Frankfurt today, as you may have heard. The ECB meeting for the final time before they resume again in September. They don't have a meeting in August, off on their summer holidays. And now joining me to tease out what they might do and the roadmap they might set for future interest rate policy is economist Austin Hughes. Good morning, Austin.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well, Austin. And thank you for coming to join us and talk about this. At this meeting, we're expecting them to pause. Is there likely to be any more reasoning about that decision, but also where they might go afterwards?
Yeah, I think there will be a lot of discussion as to why they're doing nothing this time, and probably then a little bit of confusion will be sown about what they will do next. To be fair to the European Central Bank, and I don't often say that, to be fair to them, there is a lot of uncertainty about what's happening in the global economy. It's not been a traditional economic cycle where the economy runs too hot and then begins to cool. What we've seen are all sorts of shocks to the global economy still running through the system from the post sort of COVID bounce back in economic activity, the war in Ukraine, various supply disruptions. So the ECB is saying that it really needs to be certain that the improvement in inflation that we've seen over the last few months, and there has been a big improvement. Remember, inflation peaked above 10% back in 22. It was about 5% this time last year. And the latest reading for last month for June was 2.5%. So there's been a big improvement. But they want to make sure that that's continuing. And in their own projections, underlying inflation doesn't hit their 2.0 target until the start of 2026. So they want to be sure that inflation is coming down. They're particularly worried about the services sector, you know, restaurants, hotels, various other domestic elements of inflation, that inflation may be running a little bit too hot in there. And finally, I suppose, they're also worried also that governments, particularly after the sort of trend in recent elections, may be more inclined to spend, which would push up inflation in coming years. So there's a lot of reasons for them to be careful not to move too fast to reduce interest rates. Personally, I think they could, but I think they'll be cautious. And I think they'll suggest we're not automatically going to reduce interest rates every time we meet, you know, because remember, when they were raising rates, they increased 10 times in a row, 4.5% increase.
Yeah, well, certainly if you look at the Irish figures from the CSO, I mean, there is really extraordinary stuff going on in relation to restaurants, hotels and that whole area. I mean, really, really chunky increases. And we're not here to debate the whys and wherefores of that. But that services inflation that you mentioned, it's very, very noticeable in the Irish figures, I guess, same across the Eurozone as well.
Yeah, we're actually well below the Eurozone average. The latest Eurozone numbers show restaurants and hotels are running at 8.4%. I think our number is 4.7%. There are problems everywhere in terms of restaurants, hotels, in terms of strong demand. But in the case of Ireland and some other countries, it's also constraints and supply. And of course, here we've also had the reintroduction of the higher VAT rate. So, but the ECB, I think the broad picture, as I say, is let's make sure that inflation is out of the system. And I think they're going to be slow, probably too slow to actually implement rate cuts. I think we will see one in September. We should also see one in December. Because remember, the Eurozone economy is still very fragile, less than 1% growth, and recent sort of indicators suggesting not great there. And in terms of, you know, the thing that interest rates do, the demand for credit, loans to households, the latest numbers we saw running up 0.3% year on year, and the same to loans to businesses. Now, you need an economy moving a little bit faster than that. So I do think the risk is that they leave it a little bit too late and do too little. But I think we will see rate cuts in September and hopefully also in December.
Now, a lot of the people who look at the history of this, the economic historians say, you know, this is traditionally the hardest part of the journey, the last mile, as they describe it, to purge out that last bit, as you say, the percentage point or two above the 2% target. You know, so if you go on that history, this could be a bumpy ride over the next, say, 6 to 9 months.
It certainly could. Now, you are really talking about ancient history, about the 70s and 80s, because the lessons of the last, say, 15 years or so are that the ECB has really struggled to get inflation up to 2%, not down to 2%. And that's been the real issue in terms of the euro area, that the economy is not particularly dynamic and global factors have kept inflation very low. So, my own personal view would be that they should be moving a little bit faster. But I think it is understandable that they have been really spooked by the rise in inflation we've seen in recent years. And as a result, they're going to be very cautious and want to make sure that inflation is under control. The job of central banks is to control inflation. It's their main of only job, possibly. And in that regard, you can understand why they're being slow. But I do think there are risks that they'll be a bit too slow this time round.
Yeah, I suppose what we don't know is where wages pressures might come. I mean, nobody foresaw the Aer Lingus pilots dispute, for example. That really wasn't on anyone's cards. So they have to be wary about where price pressures might build up. You know, a lot of workers, certainly the ones I talk to, say, you know, haven't had an inflation covering increase, and I'm only sort of getting around to pressuring for it now, whether I'm in a union or otherwise. So that's kind of a bit on, I know they can monitor things, but no union is going to ring up the ECB and say, we're going to lodge a claim next week. So it's an uncertain science to say when those wage pressures might come true and how big they might be.
To be fair to the ECB and particularly to its chief economist, Philip Lane, they've been doing an awful lot of research into this and building up wage trackers. Indeed, our own central bank has been very prominent in this. And they show that wage growth has been running around 5% on recent wage settlements, you know, are a little bit too high for comfort, exactly as you say, in part because lots of Europe tend to be indexed in terms of inflation. Because inflation has been so low for so long, it was almost an automatic right that workers would get a wage increase in line with inflation. That hasn't happened in recent years. There is an element of catch-up in the system, and the ECB wants to be careful about that. And of course, I think it's also important to mention that unemployment, the latest numbers for last month were 6.4% unemployment rate, which is very low for the euro area. So there are risks in terms of wages. And, you know, while I think the ECB is erring too much on the side of caution, I do think there are good reasons why, you know, it wouldn't make sense just to simply reverse the rate hikes that we saw in recent years automatically and very quickly. So, yeah, caution prevails. They probably won't give clear guidance, but they will hopefully hint that there is the possibility of a further rate cut in September, because the market is very much of the view, I think, that there's about an 80% chance of a rate cut in September. And I think you will need to get rates down, you know, currently around 4%. I think they need to come down to around 3% next year before we get a little more oomph.
Sure, that's a great phrase to end on. Thank you very much, economist Austin Hughes, previewing that vital, aren't they all, says you, ECB meeting in Frankfurt later on, where they are expected not to do anything, to tread water, I suppose, is the best way to describe it. But we might get more information on future direction.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.